when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio. We're the only radio station I know of in the United States or anywhere in the world that we have pledged our honor, our fortune, our lives to defending against white global genocide. People, this is going to be a very solemn program. I was off last week because me and Gene, my dear brother Gene, we had to go over to Arkansas to our oldest brother, Mr. Henry Adams Kirtland Jr., a.k.a. Mr. Buddy. He'll be Mr. Buddy till the day I die, and his wife will be Miss Buddy. He died, and me and Gene went over to a memorial. I will tell you about that a little bit later. That's why I was not here. It's the bad thing about it. We had to go to the memorial last Saturday on my birthday, so I wish it could have been any other day. But anyway, I was honored to be over there. Me and Gene were the best I know. We were the only people I know that were directly invited to come over there. But it was just an honor, but just a sad honor. But anyway, I will get to more of that in a minute. But it is going to be, this entire program is going to be dedicated to Mr. Henry Adams Kirtland Jr., a.k.a. Our dearest buddy, Mr. Buddy. People, it is April the 13th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty, 2024, the only name under the sun in which man can be saved. There is no other name, no other way. There's one way to heaven. That's through Jesus Christ Almighty. That's it, in a nutshell. People, as you know, we always say a prayer before we go in, before we make any other moves. I'm having to do this a little bit out of order because we got to bring Dr. Hill in, but I didn't want Dr. Hill having to sit around because I've got a lot of cards to read. People sent me for birthday cards. I have to read those. There's no way I would dishonor those people by not reading the cards. And also we have to read the people who donated us to us to keep us on the air. So anyway, people, if you will, we'll get to the prayer. Almighty God, thank you so much for bringing me in here once more behind this microphone to do what little I can do, what little we can do on Blood River Radio to fight your enemy, our enemy. We're literally fighting against Satan, God. Satan, who wants to kill your most beautiful creation. You created mankind, oh Lord, but everybody who admit it knows that white people are the most beautiful race there is. And we are very proud of that. We don't dislike any other races. We don't have a special affinity for them. We certainly don't. We love our own people first and foremost. Charity starts in the home. Anyway, dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us in here. Thank you so much for letting me and Gene go over to Mr. Buddy's memorial and bringing us back safe and sound. Thank you for letting us know him all these years. And Lord, thank you for, hang on, I'm sorry, people, I can't believe people call me, they know I'm on the air, excuse me, people, that got me, that's one of our co-hosts. Thank you so much, Lord, for letting us continue to do battle and letting me and Gene get back safe and sound. And Lord, thank you so much for the precious donors that we have here. Thank you for the precious listeners. Thank you so much to Sam and Jay and his family. Anyway, and just this is an announcement. I was going to say something else, but maybe I should. I may not have liberty to say that. Anyway, I ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. People, like I said, tonight is a special memorial to Mr. Henry Adams Kirtland, a.k.a. Buddy. But we're going to bring Dr. Hill in a few minutes. I didn't want him to have to sit around forever, but I've got to read some cards here. As I said, last Saturday was my birthday, and I was kind of really flattered about people sending stuff in. Here's a card. It says, Blood River Radio. Enclosed is a check. Donation. Thank you for all you do. Many blessings. I read that wrong. Bill and Mitzi. So Bill and Mitzi are from Colorado, and I think I remember these people. They sent that in, and thank you so much, Bill. Thank you so much, Mitzi. Thank you so much for wishing me a happy birthday, and that comes from the heart. Here's one from my daughter. I got this. It came while I was out of town. It says, from your daughter, ever since I was a little girl, you've been such an important part of my life. I've always known I could depend on you, your love and support, no matter what. Happy birthday, Dad. Love, Robin. Wouldn't take anything for that in the world. Here's another happy birthday card. This says right here, Dear Eddie, we have been side by side for many of your birthdays. I'm very thankful for that. I'm looking forward to being by your side for the rest of your birthdays as well. It has truly been an adventure. I don't know why she said that. being with you, but I wouldn't trade a minute of it. Wishing you the best on your special day. Love, Brenda. Brenda's my wife. This right here came since my birthday was right around the Easter time. This one came, and it says, with a donation. It says, an Easter prayer. May the risen Lord be with you always, bestowing the gift of peace in his Holy Spirit. And may Mary, the mother of the Lord, obtain for you from Jesus, her son, lively faith, steadfast hope, and abundant love. Dear Eddie, may the light of the risen Christ bring you everlasting peace and joy. Your pal, Jim. Jim is from Washington State. I love that man. I've been communicating him with today. He has the most wonderful families you've ever seen. Here is another card. This came from my grandson. He's the light of my life. He's 29 years old now. He's doing stuff like Jay. He works in cybersecurity. In fact, he started a new job. He was up in kind of East Tennessee and back and forth, and has to do with going to Bahrain or Bahrain, whatever you call it. But anyway, he's into that. I can't even hardly work my phone, and he's into this cybersecurity stuff. He says, happy birthday to the best papa there ever was and there ever will be. I'm so thankful to the Lord for you. I love you very much. Love, Blake. This down here is from his fiancée. She says, I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I love you so much. Happy birthday from Chelsea. That's just the most wonderful thing. You just can't buy that. And also, people, I'm going to read this, getting right along. I read the James in Washington sent me that card a minute ago, read that. Also, we had a donation while I was gone. Jay-Z from Blood River Radio Zone AZ. I've been communicating with him back and forth here lately. That is so wonderful. Thank you so much, James in Washington. And thank you so much, Jay-Z from AZ. And also, thank you again, Mitzi and William from Colorado. Well, people, that's it pretty much for the cards and stuff. Now, I'm going down in memory, what I got to do. Okay, listen, before we bring Dr. Hill on, I'm going to get my part of honoring Mr. Buddy. Before I tell you how much he meant to me, I've got to read this. I guess you'd call this. I've never been to a memorial like this one. This memorial that me and Gene went to, we had to go to Jonesboro. We had to pick up Miss Buddy, and she took us and got us out to way out in the country. I would say on the border of Cherry Valley and Crowley's Ridge. You wouldn't know where that was if you wouldn't in Arkansas. It was beautiful country over there. I mean, absolutely beautiful. I'm going to read his, I'll call it a program or a bitch. It's not really an obituary because he was already buried. Mr. Buddy was buried a couple of days before he got there. But this was a memorial that the Mennonite Church put on. Those Mennonites, man, they are great. I'm telling you, I'm not a Mennonite, but I tell you what, I don't think I'd mind being one, although I'm probably too militant and combative for them. It says right here, and this is the memorial, the what did I just say, the obituary. It's printed out. in loving memory of Henry Adams Kirtland, Jr., July 16, 1928, April the 2nd, 1924. And I'm reading that because I want to do that. And here we go. If you open it up, I want you people to know who Mr. Buddy was. Henry Adams Kirtland, Jr., a man of adventure and dedication, passed away peaceably on Tuesday, April the 2nd, 2024, at age 95. Born July 16, 1928, in Nashville, Tennessee, Henry was the son. People, we'll get right back to this. We'll bring Dr. Hill in because I'll finish reading this this little obituary. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you deserve somebody. It may be the devil.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. Dr. Hill, we couldn't get him right now. He'll probably come later, but don't worry, we got plenty of other guests coming. He's a very busy man. But anyway, I want to finish reading this this obituary anyway. I'll start all over because I had to rush it a minute ago. It says, I call it, he'll always be Mr. Buddy to me, always. I used to go to Arkansas and see him every now and then. He lives about 90, depends on which way you go, 90 miles from my house. And I have to go right through a place called Mark Tree, Arkansas. That's very special to me. My grandparents were buried in Mark Tree, Arkansas, on my grandparents on my mother's side. I spent many a summer over there at their house and my Uncle Earl's house, who was a farmer in Arkansas. I spent many a day wading that St. Francis River, wading those bayous and frog gigging and trying to dodge snakes and stuff. That's stuff that an 8, 9, 10-year-old boy does. But anyway, Mr. Buddy lived over there. His wife, Miss Buddy, she was born in Arkansas, but she came to Memphis. I'm not sure exactly when, but I know Mr. Buddy, by the time they came, he got to be a teenager, they had moved from Nashville down to Memphis. And I know exactly where he lived, but evidently that's where he met his wife. But I'm going to get back to, by the way, in case you're just tuning in, this whole show is going to be dedicated to Mr. Buddy Kirtland. He saved our butt here at Red River Radio. He saved James's butt at one time. I was talking to James about that just today. He saved the League of the South. he bailed Jason Robb, Thomas Robb. He bailed their organization out. He helped everybody. He really did. He was a founding member of the League of the South. He gave me a little pocket knife, the League of the South. I get probably almost 30 years old, wouldn't take anything for it. He gave me a painting. He'd give me several things. You just can't buy stuff like that. Anyway, getting back to, I'm going to go back and read this obituary one time. I think you people need to know who he was. Henry Adams Kirtland Jr., a.k.a. Mr. Buddy, a man of adventure and dedication, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, at the age of 95. He was born July 16th, 1928, in Nashville, Tennessee. Henry was the son of the late Henry Kirtland Sr. and Elizabeth Kirtland. Henry's life was characterized by a love for aviation and an adventurous spirit. He dedicated 56 years of his life to Delta Airlines as a pilot, showcasing his skill and passion for flying. Beyond his career, Henry pursued numerous aerial pursuits, including skydiving, flight instruction, and crop dusting. The man is incredible. He was a regular attender at the Ridgeway Mennonite Church in Harrisburg, Arkansas. And I would add, he was like me. He was a recovering Baptist. Henry found solace and community in his faith. Henry was preceded in death by his parents, as well as one brother and two sisters. He is survived by his beloved wife of 60 years, Patricia. She'll always be Miss Buddy. I always call her Miss Buddy, who stood by his side through a lifetime of adventures and joys. Beyond his professional achievements and dedication to his faith, Henry cherished simple pleasures such as driving with his wife, admiring the countryside together. They shared countless memories of serenity and beauty, embracing the wonder of the world around them. That was the little program, I called it, from where me and Gene went to the graveside memorial. Mr. Buddy was already buried. But just a few other tidbits. I didn't know he was heavy into skydiving. I found that out. And one more brief thing before I bring Dr. Hill in. He got in the Marines as a cadet before he was old enough to go into combat. So that would have been, probably about 1943, 44. But he would want to be a flyer. Well, the story I got, they found out he was pretty much like a genius. And they mustered him out of the Marine Corps, sent him down to Alabama, probably someplace like Fort Rucker. And then from there down to Florida. And get this, the guy, like when he's 19, 20 years old, he's instructing fighter pilots for the Korean War. He got out. He flew for Delta Airlines he was associated with Delta for 56 years. He was associated with Southern Airways. He rented airplanes, his own crop dusting service, and he scared the living crap out of one of those Mennonite preachers. At 90 years old, he took this Mennonite preacher up and I guess cutting, doing figure eights and stuff like that. And the Mennonite preacher was telling me about it. I told Jay about it before we went on the show. And the Mennonite preacher was telling me about how hairy it was and how tense it was. And I said, Reverend, in other words, what you're trying to say is your butt was puckering. He said, something like that. But anyway, I'm going to cut that off because we got to bring my dear brother, my leader, your friend, Dr. Michael Hill is. He is the head honcho for the League of the South, has been since it started. And he's coming on, been gracious enough to come on to help us with this memorial for Mr. Buddy. Mr. Buddy has helped everybody. Like I was telling Dr. Hill, Mr. Buddy bailed Blood River out at a crucial juncture about when we were pretty new. He bailed James out with the TPC. He's helped the Robs out. He helped everybody out I know of. He was a friend to everybody. But anyway, how are you doing, Dr. Hill?
I am doing fine, Eddie. Thanks for having me on. What a life this man has lived, really. It was just amazing. And I tell you, he was always there when we needed some assistance. And you know, he was always there in his beautiful bride's path. We're always there at every league meeting back before Buddy's health started to decline and he couldn't travel a lot anymore. But you could count on them to be anywhere the league had a meeting, they would be. So, and anytime we needed a little assistance, he was always there. I can remember I think it was 2019, we had these leaguers participating in the Nationalist Solutions Conference up at Montgomery Bell State Park in Tennessee. And that second, the first year was just an amazing success, and the league was part of that. And the second year, we had everything set up, and we found out we were about $10,000 short for what we needed to put the thing on. So I put out the word, and Mr. Buddy wrote a check for most of it. I mean, just, you know, right off, you know, I didn't even have to really ask him. You know, he heard we needed it. So he wrote the check, and we were able to put that whole conference on, and it was just as big a success as the one in 2018 was. So, yeah, whenever you needed something, you knew you could go to Buddy, and he would be forthcoming with it very, very generously.
Yes, I remember that. I was up there, I guess.
Yes, you were. You broadcast for several hours, I think.
7 hours. Yes, sir. We carried.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
To this day, I think, and you know, we all loved Mr. Buddy then, but to this day, that's when probably one of the best things Blood River did. We broadcast 2 hours of Sam's show. We produced that from Montgomery Bell, and then we did 2 hours of Blood River, and then we produced 3 hours of show for James of TPC. And I spent very little time on the microphone. I was out, spent my time rounding out these intellectuals, rounding them up, you know, that I guess they're like absent-minded professors. You tell them you got to be there plus or minus 5 minutes, and 5 minutes later you're up trying to hunt in their room and say, I've just got to finish my speech. Says, you ain't got time for your speech. You got to roll, man.
That's right. But, you got to go. But, you got to go all in. You know.
That's right.
That's right. They are truly, truly absent-minded.
Got that? I'm telling you, buddy. Yeah. You know,
but you know, we wouldn't have been. Hey, man, we wouldn't have these memories talking about this stuff if it weren't for Buddy helping out to make something like that happen by writing this big check. You know, I mean, that's just how generous he was. And so many things. You know, that we talk about like this. We don't look back and say, well, you know, had Mr. Buddy not been there, maybe we wouldn't be talking about this. You know. That's when you know that somebody really has had an impact on your life and on the things that you've tried to do with your life. And Mr. Buddy really did. Man, he was just the best. And I've had Sarah and I've had him and Miss Pat in our house many times to visit. And he always treated me like a son. I always appreciated that. Always gave me good advice. I always tried to take it because he was a very wise man. And as I said, lived a real life of adventure. And for those who haven't lived a life of adventure, Mr. Buddy's one to emulate. So,
did you know? I know he loved you because I went to see him frequently over in Arkansas. It's only about 90 miles over. I'd go see him, and we would sit in that old Jeep and talk forever. And he mentioned you frequently, Dr. Hill. He loves you.
Well, I loved him. I certainly loved him and Miss Pat both. They were like family. So, as I said, they would come by the house and spend the day, and we'd go out and eat, just sit around and talk, you know, for the day. And I miss that. I'll certainly miss that with Buddy. But he was a real man, and he put his money where his mouth was, literally.
He most certainly did.
I can't thank him enough for what he's done for, you know, you and James and for us in the league and you know, the Robs and a whole bunch of other people that we probably don't even know about. I know that he and Miss Pat were friends and supporters of Ernst Zundel's widow.
Yes.
Up in Tennessee. And, you know, just things like that that most people don't even know that Buddy did.
He was amazing, amazing man. Dr. Hill, I really appreciate you coming on. We've got to run 8 people through here. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a friend of mine. And don't forget, at 7 o'clock, I've been told to remind you or I'll get in trouble. At 7 o'clock, you got to be on TPC.
Absolutely. I'll be sitting by the phone.
All right. Well, God bless. Thank you so much,
brother.
Dr. Hill. Thank you.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News. I'm Corey Myers. House Speaker Mike Johnson and former President Trump convening at Mar-a-Lago in Florida to talk about election interference. Johnson emphasizing the link between election integrity and border security, citing concerns that the Biden administration's policies may enable illegal aliens to register for benefits.
Right now, the administration is encouraging illegals to go to their local welfare office to sign up for benefits. Well, guess what? When you go to a welfare office, they also ask you if you would like to register to vote.
He announced plans to propose legislation mandating voters to provide proof of American citizenship. Trump echoed the significance of the upcoming election, labeling it as the most crucial in our nation's history. Gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer reports on your pain at the pump.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month. The national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches and the refineries transition to the more costly summer gas blend.
The House passed a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics argue it enables warrantless spying on Americans. An amendment mandating warrants for searching Americans' communications collected during foreign surveillance was rejected. House Republicans are split, with conservatives advocating for reforms. The bill now moves to the Senate before an April 19th deadline. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party, based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. With that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com. What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on. You know, you might notice a little glitch. We were broadcasting live. I got Jay off the track and everything. But listen, the first segment, and thank you, Ran, for letting us know. Believe it or not, folks, we're human around here, and I screwed that up. But don't you worry. That'll be a rebroadcast for the first segment that you missed out. But you will get the entire program. So just know this is live. We're doing live. Last week was not live. We did a rebroadcast last week just to bring you people up to speed. A few things I said in the first segment. Last week was my birthday, last Saturday, and but it was kind of a sad birthday. Me and Gene, we had to go. Gene had to come all the way from Nashville, which is another, hell, 200 miles. And it's about, roughly 90 miles, somewhere between 86 and 100, depends on which way you go. Over to Jonesboro, Arkansas. We picked up Mr. Henry Adams Kirtland Jr., a.k.a. Mr. Buddy. He'll always be Mr. Buddy to me. We picked up his wife, and she took us to this little church, little Mennonite church. We went to the graveside memorial. Mr. Buddy has already buried. Let me tell you something. This is kind of off track, but it does have to do with Mr. Buddy. Mr. Buddy, like me, he was a recovering Baptist. I guess we went through the 12-step program, kind of like the alcoholics do. But it didn't take me that many steps. I'll tell people, Mr. Buddy was kind of like me. We read the Bible from cover to cover. And that kind of messed me up being a Baptist, folks. I still have some Baptist friends. I love them. And I've talked to Mr. Buddy about this. I really am concerned for their salvation, because there's many idols in life, many of them, that you can make to come between you and your Savior Jesus Christ. And the idol the Southern Baptists have, and they will not give them up for anything, and Mr. Buddy agreed with this, they absolutely love the outlaw apartheid criminal cabal called Israel, which is not, I'll never recognize Israel being a state. He recognized that. And they love Jews. To them, a Jew, there's nothing a Jew can do to turn them off. Mr. Buddy agreed with that. But now, it's kind of an aside, getting back to Mr. Buddy. I've told you, he was a recovering Baptist. And late in life, he found this Mennonite family over there in Arkansas, and they probably found Mr. Buddy too. And he was telling me about these Mennonites quite a while before I went over there. And it's kind of a funny story. It's kind of funny. Keep in mind, Mr. Buddy was in his 90s, and I'd go over there to Arkansas, and I'd meet him. Sometimes I'd go to his house, but we'd always go out in his Jeep, and sit in his Jeep where our conversations couldn't be heard by the little old ladies inside the apartments where he lived. He lived in a great, nice apartment. It was really palatial. He said he didn't have to change the light bulb in the place. They had always wanted to eat there, but every time I'd go see Mr. Buddy, he would always take me this kind of a tie-in place. I never told him I couldn't stand that place. But I always wanted to eat in the apartment complex where he ate, because they had, I mean, it was like eating at the Ritz. Matter of fact, I told Mr. Buddy, the best cinnamon roll I ever had in my life was one of the days I went over there. They have cinnamon rolls every Wednesday. Anyway, I got one, and I started to go back to Memphis. I said, dang, I wish I got another one of those cinnamon rolls. Anyway, back to the Mennonites. Those are some of the finest people I think I ever met in my life. And I'm going to tell you what, that one time I was there at the Graveside Memorial, far be it for me to be an authority or another Apostle Paul, a St. Peter. I mean, Lord knows, I'm not in their class. Everybody knows that. But as far as I know about the Bible, the Holy Bible, that's what they preach from, and all the scriptures they read came out of that Bible. And keep in mind, again, it was a graveside. And keep in mind, these people never met me, never met Gene in her whole life. When we got there, for the memorial. These dear men and I say took four chairs out at the gravesite where Mr. Buddy has already buried, and they made us the guest of honor. That was very emotional, and I wasn't there hardly any time at all, and I could just feel my muscles loosening up. And I'm kind of a hyper person, but these people, these Mennonites, they're so peaceful and soft-spoken. They have a way of just putting you at ease, probably because they're godly. I would say they're a very godly people. And Mr. Buddy told me about that before I got there. Mr. Buddy loved those people. They loved him. This is what they did for him. The Mennonites made his casket. They made it out of wood, just like my grandfather in the mountains of Kentucky. He made caskets. He made them out of a chestnut. But when the blight, there was a big blight came through, I guess, in the 20s and 30s and killed out all the chestnuts for a long time. I guess they used the chestnut trees that were killed but hadn't rotted. I don't even know if you can find any chestnuts anymore up in the mountains because they killed them all. But anyway, my grandfather made caskets, so I could kind of my grandfather's the only person that didn't get buried in a chestnut casket. He naturally, he didn't make his own casket. Anyway, that reminded me Mr. Buddy had something in common with my grandfather. And he was buried there. The Mennonites made the casket. This is the kind of people that they are. I saw the equipment that was used to dig Mr. Buddy's grave, and they did that. They buried him themselves in their own cemetery. Mr. Buddy was just the third person to be buried in that cemetery, and they loved him. They loved him so much. And keep in mind, I know why he did. They treated me and Gene like, I mean, not to be sacrilegious, like the second coming of John the Baptist. And I was so humbling because, you know what, morally wise, I couldn't come up to those people's standards. They're very humble, the most humble people you've ever seen. Evidently, they don't believe in any type of combat. I've been told, I had a friend one time whose stepdad was a Mennonite at one time, but he had left the Mennonite church and he hunted and fished. But when you're a Mennonite, you're not even supposed to have your hand on a gun. That's what he was telling my friend, told me. But anyway, they've invited us into the church and they're keeping this people. Oh, also, if I'm not mistaken, I'm going to ask Miss Buddy about that. The headstone, the stone that's going to be at Mr. Buddy's gravesite, guess what? The Mennonites make it. They do everything. You name it, they roof house. If you need, your house needs roofing, they do it. They know how to do everything there is that needs to be done. And the children playing outside the Mennonite church, they're so beautiful and peaceful. They played like real kids did back in the 50s. I remember back in the 50s. They played there. And they brought us into the church. This church was big. Made out of the most beautiful stone. That stone probably came, this Jonesboro, Arkansas, is not too far from the foothills of the Ozark Mountains. So this church was built out of the most beautiful stone you've ever seen in the architecture, and it was just gorgeous. Well, guess what? The Mennonites did that. And they poured the concrete slab themselves. And we went into the church. They cooked everything homemade. And a lot of you people, some of my friends know how much I love fruit pies. Man, I know I probably shouldn't have felt that way. Here we are at a graveside service. We just left the grave, and the church is only 50 yards away. We were going there, and I saw they had blueberry, apple, blackberry, and tripleberry pie. And I told the woman, Lord have mercy. This is the worst thing that could happen to me because my mind was shot when I saw those blueberry pies. That's like giving corn liquor to an alcoholic. But anyway, we got to go in line first. It was Miss Buddy. It was Miss Buddy, me, and Gene. We were the guest of honor. You could tell they loved Mr. Buddy. They talked about him all the time. They talked about a funny story. I don't know if I told this or not over the air, but I'll tell you, in case I did, it doesn't matter. Mr. Buddy was a incredible flyer, flew all of his life. He carried one of the Mennonite ministers up in a plane. Keep in mind, Mr. Buddy was in his 90s, and they were flying all around parts of Arkansas, and this Mennonite minister said they were going around something something, as he said, was 2,000 feet high. Now, I happen to know the highest point in Arkansas is Mount Magazine. It's over around near Boonville, Arkansas, because my grandparents were on my mother's side were originally from Boonville before they moved to the Delta. But anyway, this minister is talking about Mr. Buddy. He says, I won't name the minister's name. He might, because they don't like to go on the radio and stuff. Anyway, he said, I knew he was an accomplished flyer, but he was in his 90s. And after all, you know that old, he said, and I was upset. I said, in other words, what you're trying to tell me is your butt was puckering, right? He said, well, I guess that's another way to say it. Well, you people, we're going to leave. We're going to get another guest on. We're going to bring Mr. Jason Robb in, and we'll continue on with our memorial to Mr. Buddy. Be right back, folks.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
America stands at a crossroads. This April 17th in Las Vegas, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association unveils a blueprint for hope at the Ahern Luxury Hotel. Join us alongside luminaries like General Flynn and Sheriff Richard Mack from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Discover a peaceful revolution to safeguard our constitutional republic. Seats are limited. Register now for just $49. Visit CSPOA.org today. The time to act is now. CSPOA.org.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, if those people, referring to the dictatorial federal government, if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Speaking of naked, merciless force and raw power, we got my little illegitimate son on here. He is from over in no, people, I guess I better not say that. He might get disbarred or something. But anyway, we got... He's like a son to me. We have Jason Robb now coming up. He's an attorney at law over in Arkansas. He's mercifully is, and I'll let him, if he will, to give you a quick resume in a minute. Although most of you people know who he is already, but I don't know of anybody that knows Mr. Buddy any more than the Robb family over in Arkansas, and Jason knows him very well. So I've already. Talked about pretty much my honors for Mr. Buddy. So now Jason Robb, God bless him, he's going to come on and tell you everything in his own ways, his own words from his own heart about Mr. Buddy. How you doing tonight, Jason?
Well, I'm doing really good. I got back from working over here at a church. We're getting ready for a conference here in the end of this month, and so I got on and I was able to listen to you for about 20 minutes or so for. You called me, but yeah, it's a good day, but it is a good day also to remember Buddy. He was a fabulous person.
Yes, he was. I was kind of surprised, you know, early on when he told me that he was in the Mennonite church. You probably heard me talk about the Mennonites, but you know what, Jason? Yeah. I was totally impressed with them. I've never seen any nicer, kinder people, and they treated me and Gene like. We were super special. It was really humbling,
right.
But
yeah. Anyway, well, we have a pretty good sized Mennonite community here in Boone County. near Harrison, which is in Boone County, and a pretty good size Mennonite community. They have a couple nursing homes that they run and operate, and they everything you're describing is exactly true. Even with the ones over here, they're very humble, they're very kind, courteous, they're very helpful, you know, in the communities, and just kind of everything that you would think of a, you know, a good Christian person. That's how they are here. So I can definitely see why Buddy and of course Patricia's wife, why they love that community over there and why they live there, because they're just really good people.
You know, speaking of church, I know I was up there the very first time I was up at Zinc to the fest. Well, it was, we had a cross lighting up there, and I'm telling people, if you've never been to a cross lighting, you need to find someplace. I can highly recommend Zinc, Arkansas. You need to go. It's a holy, I can't describe it. It goes back. I'm sure Jason could tell you more, but this is still about Mr. Buddy, because that's where I met Mr. Buddy in person. I've known him for years, but I got to talk to him real closely up there, and it has to do with the When He Saved Blood River. But anyway, we were up there, and in fact, Jason he's the attorney for the Knights Council of the Ku Klux Klan, and they're I can say this too, they too are the nicest people you've ever seen. I know when I first went up there, I said, hot damn, I'm getting ready to go up there with the Klan, man. They're a bunch of junkyard dog pit bulls, just like my kind of people, foaming at the mouth, ready to go, you know, do the dirty deed. But I guess I shouldn't say I was always disappointed. I thought, man, we're going to have a great adventure. But the people were nice. They were really nice and kind and civilized. I thought, well, damn. You know, I thought I was going to see some blood and guts, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
kind of like midnights.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a, you know, we're obviously as Christians, you know, we focus on the family and focused on being good Christian stewards for our people and to help, you know, just support what we all have always been taught and trained on, to help spread this wonderful news of white Christian revival to our brothers and sisters, and to give them the good news that, you know, that Jesus Christ has not forsaken our people, that we are his racial children, his blood children, and that we have a right to preserve our race and culture. And that, I think that's so much why we love, you know, Buddy, because he had that same sense of characteristic about him. I mean, he was such a southern gentleman. When I think of someone that you would think of the old days of a southern gentleman, you don't get more than what Buddy was. And he was truly a southern gentleman. And when he would come to our conferences, and it was a few years before he had been able to, but when he did come, and with Patricia's wife, they were such good, friendly, humble people, very intelligent. And obviously, like you said, I mean, he was a, you know, a pilot basically for his whole life, but he was very young at heart. Even though he was in his 90s when he died, I mean, when you saw him, he was just very quick-witted, very, you know, very young and very positive and everything. He just loved, of course, the Southern culture. And he had a deep need to try to do what he could to help, you know, sound the alarm of what was happening with the destruction of his people. And he had just that, really that humble and eager heart to do that. And I think that's why everyone loved him. When everyone came in contact with Buddy, they just loved him. They fell in love with him immediately. Because they could tell that he was a very genuine person. And so I think that's probably, you know, one of those reasons why, you know, we enjoyed him, and obviously he enjoyed you, Eddie. He loved Blood River Radio.
You know, I was brought to tears when I found out and I don't want to brag myself, but I knew he liked me, but I didn't know how much he did love me until Miss Buddy told my wife, and he left me some stuff I wouldn't part with for love nor money. But he, you know what? I wish people that talk about white supremacy, white nationalists, racist, evil Klansmen, I think Mr. Buddy would be the poster child for the old-time Klansmen, for the old-time Southern, just like you said, the Southern gentleman. You know, the Klan was brought in because it was necessary. It saved the South, basically.
And, right.
The people I saw up there, Mr. Buddy would be the poster child for them. But I'm telling you flat out, if there was bad people up there, thugs, whatever, Mr. Buddy would never been there. And he was right. He was the most moral person. I never heard him cuss. Never right. saw him drink, of course. But I'll tell you what, that first year I was up there when I met him at the cross lighting, we talked to him some. You know, we broadcast the show up there, me and Matt Goodwin and Lee Cochran right. came up there. But evidently he found out we were kind of in dire straits because that was September around Labor Day is when they had the cross lighting. And our contract was up in October, like a month. And I tell you what, we didn't have the money. And I didn't ask him. I didn't tell him anything about it. He found out some kind of way, I guess. But and so we got several people because you put the call out for us up there too, Jason. And, you know, two different people gave us money. You gave us money. Two different people gave us $100 bills. And when we got back home, we were still short. But a few days later, went to the post office box. There was a check for $300 in the mail. And that was to the penny. To the exact penny what we needed. Me, Matt, and Lee had already we were tapped out. Right. We had to sell gold to start the radio program. We had to sell gold again. But we had no more gold, and we were able to buy another quarter of airtime. So Mr. Buddy saved Blood River Radio. There would be no Blood River Radio had not been for him. Now, also, yeah. I'll repeat, he saved, James will tell you, he saved TPC. So without Blister Buddy, there would be no Blood River Radio. There would be no political success pool. And for all practical purposes, there would be no Low Liberty News Radio, because I'll say unashamedly that Blood River Radio and TPC are the number one programs on Liberty News Radio. Well, no, I guess I should. I guess I'll just. I better not hope Sam didn't listen when I said that. Sam got a good show too.
Yeah. Well, Buddy was very generous. With his finances, and I think that was you. As you're well aware, Eddie, you come across with through so many different people, during your life that are that will always say that they're there to try to stand up for white rights, and they want to preserve our people and our race and our culture, and they say those words, but so often they don't back it up with the financial part, and that is the most important thing that any radio program, any organization, anything, it has to be run by money. You have to have those funds to get that message out. And Buddy understood that. Buddy understood that you had to finance these different operations in order to get the word out. And him and Patricia, they weren't wealthy people, but they were good stewards for their money. Yes. Over the years, and he helped wherever he could.
If you can't hang on for a few more minutes, we're going to a quick break.
Yeah.
And if you kill good, and before we bring our next guest on, if you don't, can you, Jason? You hang on a few more minutes.
Definitely.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for holding on. We'll be right back. We're transitioning to the second hour. We'll be right back.